So last time, I had this sort of list of topics that I wanted to talk about, and we got through most of them, but we didn't get to this one that I think may be a source of comedy. We might do a little bit of brainstorming and get a little bit out of it. And that is the idea of pet names. And when I say pet names, I don't mean like a cute name that you give your boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse or whatever.
Right.
I'm really talking about names of pets.
Right.
And so I don't really remember this too well, but do you remember when we were young, if we ever came up with a name for any of our animals that wasn't actually that pet's name?
You mean like we came up with a name and then we didn't use it?
Well, no, what I mean is our pet had a name, but then when we referred to it, we just called it different things.
Oh.
Do you remember doing that at all? because I don't.
Yeah, I don't really either.
And so I think that maybe I've picked up this quality from something that Lauren and maybe her family does.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, so we have four animals, two dogs and two cats. And, you know, we originally came up with what I think is probably pretty standard animal names for them.
Right.
But now whenever we talk to them or call them over or whatever, it's maybe 15% of the time that we actually use their real name.
Yeah.
So,
it's the same way here, too.
Okay, so you do that with Rory?
Yeah.
So, okay, so your dog's name is Rory. What other names do you call Rory?
Well, the one that I call her a lot is Rorio.
Rorio.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I call her that a lot. I also call her, like, Rory Roo or Rory Reno, or actually I don't know if I've ever used that one, but it sounded good just now. But we also call her names like that have nothing to do with her name.
Okay.
Like we call her Dummy a lot.
Oh, well, that's just mean.
No, it's cute. She likes it. She's like, hey, Dummy, come here, you know.
And she's kind of so dumb that she just doesn't realize that you're insulting her.
Well, you just say it in a pleasant tone, and then she's pretty excited about it, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true of most animals.
Yeah.
So, anything else that you call her?
I know that there are others. I'm having a hard time thinking of them right now. But Rorio is the main one that I call her.
So, whenever I think about Rory's name, I really just kind of want to pronounce it like the way a cartoon dog would.
Uh-huh.
Like, Rory!
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do that?
No. No. Josh's family, my husband's family, they call her the Great Roar, though.
The Great Roar. Oh, that's pretty good, too.
That's pretty good, yeah.
It kind of has a regal quality to it.
Yeah.
Do you ever call her, like, Old Six Toes?
No.
It's just because she's embarrassed by the fact that she has two dew claws on her back legs, right?
I don't know if she's embarrassed about it, but...
Well, I know she doesn't like it when you play with them.
That's true. She doesn't like you to touch them.
She kind of pulls them under her body.
Yeah, she will pull all 4 feet directly under her body so you can't touch her paws. And it looks really stupid.
Riley does the same thing. Like if you play with his toenails or something, which is kind of a weird thing to do to your dog,
right.
I guess. Just kind of grabbing the toenail and wiggling it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
He'll just pull that directly under his body. But he likes to hide a lot of things with his body.
Oh, really?
Like we have one of those little rubberized Kong toys. It's like this indestructible rubber sort of oblong shaped thing. And basically he'll like get excited and want you to like chase him and try to get it. and then eventually if you stop, he'll kind of sit there and he'll drop it, and then if you act like you're going to go pet him, he won't immediately pick it up. But then as you get like right up to where you're about to touch his head, he realizes that, oh, this might be a ruse. They're really trying to get my Kong. And he'll kind of, he'll put a paw on it. And then if it looks like you're going to go for it, he'll just kind of lay down on it with his chest. And then if you like actually like reach under his chest to try to grab it, he's kind of like, oh no, now I can't grab it myself because it's underneath me. And he'll kind of like try to back up a little bit and like stick his mouth down there. Okay, anyway, back to pet names.
So what do you call yours?
Okay, so we have four animals, like I said, two cats and two dogs. So I'm just going to kind of go in the order that we got them. So our first animal is Spartacus. He's our cat, our oldest cat. He's probably the only one that has a somewhat non-standard name for a, for an animal. And we thought that maybe when we named the rest of them, that we'd also try to do something clever. Like, we were thinking about naming our second cat Achilles. Just kind of going for, like, an old, like, a really old sort of warrior-type name for all of our animals. But anyway, Spartacus is the only one that has that kind of name. And we call him things like Sparty. Sparty Cat. Lauren sometimes calls him Spitten. Like Spartacus and Kitten. All in one word. I think my favorite is Spardvarticus. which I will call him occasionally. So our second cat, his name is Leo. That was the original name that he had at the animal shelter where we picked him up from. And we decided, for whatever reason, that we liked Leo better than Achilles. I think part of it was that I came up with the name Achilles, and Lauren didn't want to be, like, outdone. So we settled on Leo. But anyway, we call him Lee-Lee, Lee-Low. So we just kind of add an L between the E and the O, Lee-Low. And then we sort of just have, like, a bunch of, like, weird, sort of, like, if he was from a different ethnicity, what would we call him? And so we have Leowski. We have Lilo-Lowski. So that's one where we, it's sort of like Lilo, but then we add a whole bunch of other letters to it. And then we also call him, like, Leonopolis. No Leonardos. I don't know why. We've never called him Leonardo. Okay, so let's move on to Duke. He's our first dog. He's a black lab mix. So we call him Duclius, sort of like a mix between Duke and Nucleus. We call him Duke Nukem.
That's pretty good.
Dukers. Dukerotomy.
Did you come up with that one?
I probably came up with all of the ridiculous sounding ones. And then finally, I don't know if you are a fan of the Dallas Mavericks or not, but Duke Nowitzki. You familiar with famous basketball player Dirk Nowitzki? And sometimes I'll also just call Duke Dirk. I just like the idea of adding an R in there in places. And then, so finally, we have Riley. We have, for whatever reason, we decided that just adding pants to the end of his name would be a good pet name. So we call him Riley Pants. There's not really anything about him that, like, he doesn't have any weird colorings or anything that makes him look like he's wearing pants. It just kind of sounds good after Riley. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Ryro, just Ro sometimes, or Rye. And I think I've called him Riley Cyrus once. and then also Riley Coyote.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, that segment was a thing we just did. anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, something you said made me think of something else. Oh, about Riley hiding his Kong under him, his body.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure I've told you this before, but, you know, Rory likes to hide treasures under the guest bed. and she takes them into the yard and, like, well, it's mostly ketchup packets from when we have fast food. And she goes outside and she does the same thing. Like, if you come outside to, like, play with her, she, like, thinks you're coming out to take her ketchup packets. And so she'll just, like, run around and look for them and then grab them in her mouth. And she gets so excited that she, like, flings her head with them in her mouth and, like, throws them halfway across the yard. And, like, you could stand there and not even move or even pay attention to what she's doing. And she'll, like, go and pounce on them and try to hide them very quickly and then throw them again because she's so excited. But, yeah, that's just a thing my dog does, I guess.
Duke sort of does a similar thing, except he doesn't have, like, a stash of things that he's hiding. Mm-hmm. He just, like, really likes to play keep away. Mm-hmm. And so if you act like you're going to start playing with him at all, he'll just find the nearest random object to grab and then run away with it.
Uh-huh.
So, like, like, if you, you know, do that thing where you, like, slap your thighs with your hands or whatever and say his name, mm-hmm. And there happens to be, like maybe a sock next to him, he'll just, like, immediately look around, zone in on the sock, grab it, and then run away. sometimes he does this with things that aren't movable, like we have a rug. That I think one time he tried to grab the corner of the rug and run away with it.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't really work, but it was funny. So.
Yeah.